AJB's podcast, 16 August 2005, Apple Notes. I just wanted to make a few notes here regarding some recent Apple news. First, Apple have finally released a multi-button scroll wheel mouse. How long have we been asking for this? The good thing is that it is a very nice device. I've used one for a few days and it is the best mouse I've ever used. The four buttons are nicely positioned and the scroll device works nicely. The only criticisms I have are that the fourth button is hard to use, so I've deactivated it, and it's too easy to click the third button while scrolling. These are criticisms I have of other mouses. Is that the plural of mouse, or is it mice? I mean, I know it's actually mice for the rodent, but the computer device? Oh, so maybe this is just the way I use them. The second big thing is that someone has discovered how to make macOS 10 work on a non-Apple x86 based PC. Most people thought this would happen, but few thought it would happen so quickly. The question now, of course, is should Apple make it legal to run their OS on other companies' PCs? Apple have tried this in the past, when they licensed the OS in the 90s, and it was a popular option, but not good for Apple hardware sales. But things are different now. Very little money is made selling hardware, so maybe Apple should allow people who don't require the highest quality computers, that is Apple's, to use a computer made by Dell, Compaq, etc. to run their OS. Apple would still make money from selling the OS and the applications such as the iLife and iWork software suites. I've even heard one theory that the attempt to stop people running macOS 10 on generic PCs using the DRM chip was just a ruse by Apple, and they intended to allow the OS to run on any PC all along. This sounds a bit unlikely to me, but who knows? I think it must be good to get as many users of macOS 10 as possible, even if Apple doesn't sell quite as many computers as a result.